A controversial strongman president clings to office.
I'm not leaving.
Opponents decry his defiance of democratic norms. Citizens rush to stockpile tinned goods before shopkeepers finish boarding up their windows. Demonstrations turn violent. Fears swell of further unrest. Holy shit. And yes, things are pretty rickety in Ivory Coast as well. President Alassane Ouattara was re-elected to a third term at the weekend, but it is far from clear as we go to air how much of it he'll get to serve or what proportion of Ivory Coast's population will acknowledge him as he does. Ivory Coast's constitution, like many, imposes term limits on its president. The language of Article 55 is entirely unambiguous. The president, quote, may be re-elected only once, unquote. Put more simply, you serve two terms, you go and write your memoirs. On a side note of entrancingly abstruse nerdery, though this does become important, bear with us, these are the provisions of the current Ivorian constitution adopted in 2016. Its predecessor, the 2000 constitution, contained one or two other constraints on presidential eligibility that Ivory Coast would have done well to maintain and that one or two other countries might want to take a look at. Under Article 35 of the 2000 constitution, not only were there term limits, but the president could not be older than 65 and had to be of good morals and of grand probity.
Well, me and my fourth form chums think it would be quite corking if you'd sign over your oil well to the local energy concern.
Mr. Burns.
Bah!
It was naive of you to think I would mistake this town's most prominent 104-year-old man for one of my elementary school students.
Granted that the president of that period, Laurent Gbagbo, was so wanting where morals and probity were concerned that he ended up in the dock in The Hague.
Madame la Présidente, Madame et Monsieur le Juge.
But the aspiration was commendable. Under that 2000 constitution, indeed, President Ouattara would currently be batting zero for three. He's 78 years old, also arguably very iffy on the morals and probity fronts, and has very definitely just run for, and ostensibly won, a third term. President Ouattara did, for a while, appear to be playing by the rules. He issued reassurances earlier this year that he wouldn't push his luck by attempting to overstay.
De ne pas être candidat à l'élection présidentielle.
He nominated his prime minister, Amadou Gon Coulibaly, to succeed him as the presidential candidate of their party, Rally of the Republicans.
C'est l'heure du journal de l'Afrique. Soyez les bienvenus sur France 24 à la une.
However, Mr. Coulibaly died suddenly in July, at which point President Ouattara took another squint at the constitution. He decided that because this new constitution had been adopted in 2016, the term he had served before that date didn't count towards the stipulated maximum of two. He took this self-evidently ridiculous case to Ivory Coast's Constitutional Council, who declared that he was welcome to crack on. Listeners may take a wild guess as to which president appointed every one of the Constitutional Council's advisers. On Saturday, President Ouattara won 94% of the vote, a mandate doubtless swelled by a boycott by his principal opponents. Both Pascal Affi N'Guessan of the Ivorian Popular Front and former President Henri Konan Bedi of the Democratic Party urged their supporters to give the election a swerve, and turnout was just 54%. On Monday, both men said they refused to recognise Ouattara's win and announced plans to establish a parallel and/or transitional government, which will hold a new election. There are a number of reasons to be anxious about this. It has been a bad year for democracy in West Africa. In Guinea, President Alpha Condé also helped himself to a third term he wasn't supposed to have via constitutional shenanigans. In Mali, the army seized power. And in the specific instance of Ivory Coast, this week's events look depressingly like history repeating. When President Ouattara first won power back in 2010, his predecessor, Laurent Gbagbo, who we met earlier, refused to give way. Perhaps 3,000 people died in 4 months of fighting, eventually halted by the intervention of the French military. President Ouattara's determination to cling on has already cost lives. Protests against his decision to run left dozens dead, and at least five more were killed on election day. It is not far enough from impossible that a presidency which started with a civil war could also end in one. but hat absolutely off to the US Embassy in Ivory Coast, which chose today of all days to issue a stern admonition that, quote, the United States calls on Ivory Coast's leaders to show commitment to the democratic process and the rule of law. We urge all parties, groups, and individuals to engage in inclusive dialogue to find peaceful solutions to their disagreements and to heal national divisions. Grievances related to the presidential election should be resolved peacefully and transparently through legal process, unquote. If this masterly and exquisitely timed exercise in sarcasm proves an end to a promising career in the diplomatic service, we hope the sadly anonymous author is nevertheless correctly proud of themselves. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.